Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're coming from Proverbs chapter 1. Amen. Welcome to a new month. It is now June. It seemed to have come upon us rather quickly. Here we are, 6 months into the year and giving glory to God. We have been reading A Year in the Word since January 1st, and here we are at June the 1st, and we give glory to God because He is moving mightily upon us. And as we sow to our spirit, we will reap to our own lives everlasting life. I praise God because we're sowing things into our life as we gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the Word of God. And as that understanding causes us to move into obedience, glory to God, pushing aside every weight and every sin that so easily does beset us, and giving our all to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We give glory to the Lord this morning. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before you even right now, asking, Lord, that you move in the midst of us as we come before you, Lord, in your presence, as we humbly submit ourselves before you. Lord, we acknowledge that you are Lord. You are our strong creator. You are the Lord of lords, the King of kings. You, oh God, are our healer. You are our supply. You are our strength on today. You are the great physician. You are the one who forms breakthroughs and brings them into the atmosphere so that we experience the abundance of your spirit. Lord, we give you glory and we give you honor on today. We praise your name. We bless your name. We give you honor. Oh God, we give you honor because truly there is none worthy to be praised but you. Oh God, none under heaven, none in the earth that is worthy for of worship except the God of my salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward us all. Oh, God, bless us on today as we read in Proverbs chapter 1. Lord, open up our mind that we receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Lord, pierce our hearts on today. Oh, Lord God, and heal us of every sin, sickness, every bondage, Lord God, that had come upon us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to break free on today by your spirit, because our deliverance, our healing is by your spirit and through your word. Oh, my God, we are made free. Oh, God, we honor you today. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're reading and you are hearing from Proverbs chapter 1, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoils. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares of the gate in the city. She speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called and you have refused. I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded, because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. For whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs through 1 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I hope you'll continue with me through this journey. Amen. In a year in the word. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.